Time now to take five for your community on WAMW. Take Five, a service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends. Megan Smith and Kathy Bush are with us from Hope's Voice of Davies and Knox County. Ladies, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
We wanted to talk a little bit about Denim Day, which is coming up next Wednesday, April 28th. And Kathy, I guess we'll start with you. You got the information on that. Everybody's encouraged to wear denim next Wednesday.
Yes, Dwayne. There was a case, a sexual assault case, and then the Italian Supreme Court in the 90s. And in that time, it was a young girl. She was assaulted by her driving instructor. And the case was prosecuted, and the perp got off on a lesser charge of indecent exposure and then ended up having the case overturned in the Supreme Court. So after the women of parliament heard about this, they decided to protest, and they all came to work wearing denim the next day because in the case, the girl had on jeans, and the court said that because she had on jeans that she gave consent because she was able to help remove those jeans. They were too tight. And so we know that that is really a myth about what you have on. You can still be sexually assaulted. So from that time on, we've, not just all over the world, we've worn denim on Denim Day to represent that and dispel that myth.
April 28th, be sure to wear your denim for Denim Day. And then, Megan, want to bring you in. You know, Sexual Assault Awareness Month is this entire month of April. And you had a stat there, Indiana teenagers, second in the state, Indiana ranks, or in the nation?
That's right. Indiana ranks second in the nation for rape among girls in high school, which is just a staggering, staggering statistic.
And we were talking earlier, this happens not just with strangers, the old saying, stranger danger. This happens with a lot of times family members, close people to you that you think you can trust.
That's right. Up to 90% of sexual assault survivors have known their perpetrator.
Wow. And then sexting, that's an ongoing, going back to the teens, sexting is an ongoing problem too, where teens think they're safe. They think they know someone, and sending a text message to the person that thinks cares for them, it gets spread like wildfire real quick.
That's right. And we've seen a lot of that in the schools around here and other communities as well. It's, you send something that is meant to be private between you and your significant other, and then the next minute, the whole school knows about it.
Wow. Well, again, it's something that is an ongoing problem, as you guys see firsthand each and every day, and not just in the big cities, but in the small rural communities as well. So although April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, really it should go year-round. And Kathy, you're kind of starting a campaign that is going to go and continue year-round. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Dwayne. It's called the Start By Believing campaign. It's a national campaign, and we've become a part of it. It's through the End Violence Against Women International, and it's really about changing the narrative how we respond to sexual assault survivors. We know that if there's a negative reaction when they talk to someone, that there's a less chance they're going to report to police or get help. So we really want to make sure that they feel believed and that they feel supported if they come to either us as advocates, law enforcement, if they go to hospital staff, whoever they come in contact with. We want to make sure that they feel like they're believed and that they can tell their story.
Sometimes they feel guilt like it's their fault, and it's really not at all.
Yeah, a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of, sometimes they just have a lot of trauma and they have a hard time trying to tell the story, and so they feel like they might not be believed or supported.
And then the other thing is, it's not just females. This is males and females that are both affected by this.
That's right. One in four girls and one in four boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18. So while primarily does happen to women, men can also be assaulted as well.
Well, again, this is an ongoing effort that Hope's Voice is here for you. They're a great resource in Davies and Knox counties. And Kathy, you've got an actual hotline that's available 24 hours for anyone that's affected by sexual assault.
Yes, our hotline number is 812-899-HOPE, which is 812-899-4673, and Megan has a direct line to her Davies office as well.
Yes, our office number is 812-642-4426.
And located in the Harvest Church, right?
That's right, 200 West Main Street here in Washington.
Hope's Voice is here to help you. Anyone affected by a sexual assault, reach out to them. It's a great resource that is here to help all of those affected. Wear your denim next Wednesday on Denim Day, April 28th, and if you want to volunteer with Hope's Voice, they're always looking for eager volunteers to find out more. How do they get a hold of you, Kathy?
Just call the hotline if they need help, the 812-899-HOPE. Or, and then they can also call our office number, 812-886-4470. That would probably be the best if they're wanting to become a volunteer.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing some time with us on Take 5 for your community today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Take 5, a service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends.